doesn't stop just at the 100, 200 and 400. We have amazing girls in the 800 metres. It's carrying the whole way through, and I think that's something that's really important to note.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
Now, you're welcome along. So, great show lined up for you this evening. Formula One fans and indeed Drive to Survive fans who just watch the sport a year after the fact. We are talking Hamilton Verstappen and their rivalry, which is starting to ratchet up, I think we can safely say. Rebecca Clancy from the London Times is going to join us just after 9 o'clock. On the rugby front, we have a feature interview coming your way with John Robbie, the British and Irish Lion and the Irish International, of course, who has made his life in South Africa. And we'll pay tribute as well to Brendan O'Duffy, with his club manager Paddy Kelly and with the Monaghan senior manager Seamus McEnany. That's coming up around 7:30. 53106 is the text number. We're at Off The Ball on Twitter, and do get in touch. Richie McCormick, as ever, hello.
Young Joe, how are you?
Very well. And David McIntyre back with us. Hello, David.
Evening, gents, how are we?
Very well. So some interesting breaking news I see in the world of rugby, Dave. Alex Lowe of the London Times, who's out covering the British and Irish Lions tour over in South Africa, seems to have got his hands on the match day 23. I'm sure Warren Gatland will be asking around the hotel this evening. How did that happen? Who leaked that? So here we go. The big surprise in this team, the amazing surprise really, is that Josh Adams, who's been on fire and scored something like 8 tries in 3 games, is out of the match day squad altogether. Toby Faletau, who many thought would be a sure thing to play 8 and who had a lot of credit in the Warren Gatland bank, is out of the match squad completely. Bundiaki not involved either. So the team, according to the London Times this evening, goes as follows. Stuart Hogg is at 15. He's seen off Liam Williams there. So Stuart Hogg at 15. Anthony Watson on the right wing. The centre pairing, much talked about, is Elliot Daly, 13, and Robbie Henshaw in at 12. And then on the left wing, he's had a very good tour, I suppose, and been big and physical. It's Doohan van der Merwe. So for all the X factor and electricity of a Reece Samet or a Josh Adams, Gatland's gone for the beef. So Doohan van der Merwe apparently on the left wing. As expected, Dan Biggar at 10. And then no place, according to the London Times, for Conor Murray in the team. Ali Price starts at 9. And then the pack goes as follows. Wyn Jones, Lewin Cowan-Dickie, he's played very well in the last game, so he's in at hooker. Tadhg Furlong obviously was the banker for 3. And then the second row, Alan Wyn Jones captains the side. Maro Itoje is alongside him. And then the back row, no Tadhg Byrne at 6. Courtney Laws goes in there. Tom Curry, as expected, in at 7. And I mentioned no Faletau on the team. So Jack Conan reportedly in to start at 8. He's at a phenomenal tour. That would be quite the fillip and reward for him. And then replacements, Ken Owens, Rory Sutherland, Kyle Sinclair, Tadhg Byrne on the bench, Hamish Watson on the bench, Ian Henderson on the bench. It's a 6-2 split. Conor Murray and Owen Farrell on the bench. So obviously, just to restate, this is subject to confirmation, but Alex Lowe of the London Times, out covering the tour in South Africa, says he's got his hands on the team, and I'm sure he does. So Dave McIntyre, what do we make of that?
Well, there's an awful lot to digest from that, isn't there? Firstly, it's hugely disappointing for Conor Murray. I know it had been floated in the last week or so. There were murmurings that he was going to be involved in a sit-down with Warren Gatland, and the news wasn't going to be good. Ali Price has had a really good tour, but Conor Murray only a week ago was looking likely to be captaining the Lions in the first test, and now he's not even in the starting 15. So disappointment for him. Elliot Daly at 13 is something that was flagged a long time ago has been a potential weakness in this Lions back line. We'll see how he goes alongside Robbie Henshaw in midfield at the weekend. It's mad that neither Reece Samet or Josh Adams have got in. I mean, I'm very disappointed that both of them would have been sacrificed at the expense of Doohan van der Merwe, who has been solid, but I don't think in terms of flair and charisma and the ability to break a game open, he has what those two guys have. What a recovery for Alan Wynne-Jones. I mean, that game against Japan, he looked crestfallen. You're thinking 100% his tour is done, and he has managed to turn himself in there fully fit, ready to go, captaining the side, and it's a really good second row if Wynne-Jones is absolutely 100% fit with Maro Itoje. And an unbelievable turnaround for Jack Conan as well. If you'd said to him a year ago that he's going to start the first test for the Lions against the Springboks, he'd have laughed at you. Because